From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the book of Joshua as he brings the next portion of a message entitled, Confronting Our Jerichos. As Dr. Cairns has pointed out, the city of Jericho confronted the children of Israel with many things that illustrate moral and spiritual truths for the people of God in every generation. Israel's battles and victories have their counterparts in the lives of individual Christians as well as in the life of the church as a whole. In this message, Dr. Cairns is seeking to provide biblical answers for God's people facing obstacles. We've learned that believers face deeply established strongholds of resistance as individuals, yet it's not the will of God that His people live in a constant state of crisis, but rather that they should know the fullness that is in Christ. Then every work for Christ finds a Jericho standing in its way. Sinners do not want to hear the gospel. This is true as well of the Church of Jesus Christ, for the world does not welcome the mission of the Church as God's people seek to encompass the strongholds of sin and win the victory for Christ. Yet Christians have every reason for rejoicing, for the Lord has assured His people of victory in all these areas, in their personal lives, in their service for Christ, and in the work of the Church. As he continues this message, Dr. Cairns will show the Lord's plan for achieving that victory. Before the message, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from Psalm 17 and verse 7. Marvelous loving kindness. When we give our hearts with our alms, we give well. But we must often plead to a failure in this respect. Not so our Master and our Lord. His favors are always performed with the love of His heart. He does not send to us the cold meat and the broken pieces from the table of His luxury, but He dips our morsel in His own dish and seasons our provisions with the spices of His fragrant affections. When He puts the golden tokens of His grace into our palms, He accompanies the gift with such a warm pressure of our hand that the manner of His giving is as precious as the boon itself. He will come into our houses upon His errands of kindness, and He will not act as some austere visitors do in the poor man's cottage, but He sits by our side, not despising our poverty, nor blaming our weakness. Beloved, with what smiles does He speak? What golden sentences drop from His gracious lips? What embraces of affection does He bestow upon us? If He had but given us farthings, His way of giving would have gilded them. But as it is, the costly alms are set in a golden basket by His pleasant carriage. It is impossible to doubt the sincerity of His charity, for there is a bleeding heart stamped upon the face of all His benefactions. He giveth liberally and upbraideth not. Not one hint that we are burdensome to Him, not one cold look for His poor pensioners, but He rejoices in His mercy and presses us to His bosom while He is pouring out His life for us. There is a fragrance in His spikenard which nothing but His heart could produce. There is a sweetness in His honeycomb which could not be in it unless the very essence of His soul's affection had been mingled with it. Oh, the rare communion which such singular heartiness effecteth! May we continually taste and know the blessedness of it. listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts has been most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the programs, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
friend, I want to tell you, there is Christian holiness. There is Christian victory for every child of God. Matters not what the evil habit or wicked propensity may be. There's power in the blood that saved us from hell to save us from the power of sin. It's true in every area of our lives. Victory for us as we seek to take our stand for God. Victory for us as we seek to give out the gospel. Victory for us as we get a vision of the mission fields of the world and set out to reach the lost for Christ. There is victory. And ultimately, there's glorious victory for the whole cause of God and Church of Christ. The second Psalm gives us an insight into that final outcome. There you've got the opposition of the world. Why do the people rage and the people imagine a vain thing? You have the rulers of the world combining. It's the same idea as Isaiah had when he had as the psalmist had when he had the idea of confederacy against God. The rulers of this world getting together against the Lord and against His Christ. Let us break His bands asunder. But he that sits in the heavens will laugh. The Lord will have them in derision. He says, I have declared this decree. He says of His Son, I have set my King upon my holy hill of Zion. There's not a thing that the world and the devil can do about it. The victory is ours in Christ. Let us understand this, that the Church of Jesus Christ labors in the certainty of victory. But it must labor. And that brings me to my final main observation, and it's this, that the Lord sets forth the plan of campaign for His people to achieve that promised victory. And in these first five verses, you have given to Joshua and you've given to us the campaign, the procedure for individual victory, for evangelistic victory, and for ultimate victory for the church. First of all, and I'll go through these steps very quickly. First of all, grasp the promise and proceed by faith. That's what the children of Israel in the days of Joshua did. Hebrews 11:30 says, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. That's what we have got to do. Grasp the promise. Live by faith. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Let the promise captivate your heart and fill your thought so that you live as a reaction to what God has said, living according to what you believe and what Christ has promised. That's the first grand prerequisite for victory. That's how you live and how you serve, by faith. Now, I'm very tempted not to keep my word. I said I'd be quick through these steps. But every time I say that, I've got to recognize that Christians try to live by rote. Christians try so often to live by guilt. Christians try to live by what they call principles. Well, the Bible says live by faith. You see, at the heart of a Christian's faith is Christ. Get your eyes on Him. Let who He is, what He has done, and the mighty grace whereby He has united you to Himself and imputed to you His righteousness. Let that fill your heart and your mind. And live in the light of that. You'll be living and serving by faith. Then he says, compass the city about. It's a very important action. Compassing the city about. First of all, it emphasizes our worship. They carried the ark around. This was an act of worship. Then it emphasizes our walk. We're walking publicly in the sight of the ungodly. How are we to compass the world? Walking in the worship of the Lord. Walking in the footsteps of the Lord. Walking, as I might put it, in the shadow of the ark of the Lord. That's how we're to walk. That's what we're commanded to do. Then this is an action that calls attention to our work. The Lord did not say, I have given Jericho into your hands, now lie down indolently and wait until the walls fall. No, that's not the way it was to be. That's the way of the hyper-Calvinist. God is going to save his elect, so we don't need to pray, we don't need to witness, we don't need to run after souls, we don't need to get out of breath going after the ungodly. That's what the hyper-Calvinist says. John Calvin would not have recognized them and would have been ashamed that they bore his name. For he certainly got out of breath running after the ungodly. Even the most wicked of the ungodly. Oh no, we're called to work. Compassing the city is a work of obedience. And it's a work of great consistency. And then compassing the city emphasizes our waiting. Oh, this is the trial of faith. This is the patient endurance of faith. Sometimes we wonder, why does the Lord not do it all today? Why does he not do it all immediately? Well, the Lord knows what he's doing. And the sooner we recognize that, the better. We're called to compass the city patiently until the Lord does the work. And then he gave them a third step, and that was be silent. Be silent. Now that again is a strange thing in worldly terms. You've got this great army walking around the city. And he says, don't utter a word. There's not to be a shout. There's to be no cry of victory. There's to be no voice of man heard. There's to be no taunting of the people in the walls. Silence. What does that tell us? It tells us that the natural passions must be held in check. That's what it tells us. The natural passions have no place in the work of God. Jesus said, the flesh profiteth nothing. Zechariah records the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. We must never forget that we proceed in the power of the spirit and not in the power of the flesh. What's wrong with much of our Christian activity? That there's far too much noise from the flesh. There's far too much of the voice of the flesh. There's far too much of the opinion of the flesh. There's far too much of the love of the flesh. And the Lord is saying, silence the flesh. Silence the flesh. Then he says, the fourth step, blow the trumpets of jubilee, called the ram's horns here. They probably wear ram's horns, but they are actually trumpets of jubilee. If they weren't made of a ram's horn, they were shaped like a ram's horn. But I believe that this brings us back to the great teaching of Numbers chapter 10. Here you have the joyful sound of the Lord's presence and of the Lord's help, sounding forth in the midst of the people and before the people of Jericho. What were those trumpets sounding? They were sounding the Lord's truth and the Lord's purpose. That's what they were sounding. And they were a witness to saints and a warning to sinners. I've referred to Numbers 10, the silver trumpets. We are to put the trumpet of God to our lips. The world doesn't need to hear the flesh. It needs to hear the gospel. It needs to hear the silver trumpet of the message of redemption. It needs to hear the message of Jubilee. The trumpets of Jubilee sounded forth the great message of deliverance for those who were captive, the setting free of those who were in bondage, the cancellation of debt to those who were in debt. That was the message of Jubilee. And this is the trumpet of Jubilee that's being sounded. Then there's a fifth step. This really is a sermon all on its own, so let me sum it up in a sentence very carefully. Go forward only after the Lord has given a demonstration of His power and His purpose. Christians are not called to stumble blindly into the future. They are called to keep patiently waiting upon God, walking with God, doing what they know to be the will of God, and not to move forward into any new venture until they have from God a clear demonstration of His purpose, His will, and His power. The Lord told these people, do this, and they did it. But He said, before you go up against Jericho, I must do something. I must bring down the walls. I think of many people who make such shipwreck of their lives because they are determined to stumble forward or press forward. They think that faith is a leap in the dark. It's not. It's a step in the light. They make such shipwreck because of this determination to bore their way ahead even when they have no word from God, no demonstration of God's purpose or God's plan. Why did the Lord put this in here? To stop fleshly innovations. That's why He put it there.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.